Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. I hope everybody's well and everyone had a wonderful week getting ready for the holidays. We have a really very special guest with us today. Let me introduce her. Her name is Catrice Jackson. Her occupation and title is Global Empowerment Speaker. She sees herself as a fear-free living expert, and she is also an author. She has also held numerous titles. She calls herself a soul liberator, which is fascinating. We're going to have her talk about that. She is the CEO of Catriceology Enterprises and has a PhD in psychology from Walden University. Catrice's story really is an interesting, inspiring, compelling, and a spiritual one. Her background is in the mental health field. She has worked in women's empowerment and has an extensive background as well in domestic violence. She also held a title as a YWCA director in programming. Honestly, Catrice's bio is so full and so juicy, as she calls it, and so intense, I've decided to give most of our time together today to Catrice and let her run with her own story. We have spoken before, quite briefly actually, but she generously touched on just parts of her life that were so fear-filled that I really think the listeners today will be fascinated to hear her story of how she transformed herself into the dynamic woman, or dynamo, as I see her today. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce and welcome Catrice. Catrice, are you there?
Absolutely, I'm here. Thank you so much, Linda. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight and share with you and your audience.
Thank you so much for being with us, actually, because, of course, we are called Authentic You Radio, and I am a part of the Authentic You Production and Media Company. We love to be able to interview and learn more about men and women, professional people that are out there on the journey and the path, the ones who have their authentic mission at hand, and we'd love them to be able to share. So if that's okay with you, Catrice, how I'd like to start today is if you wouldn't mind, first off, just telling the listeners a little bit, if you would, about your early years and how you were way back when you first started off on your professional journey.
Sure, I would love to share a little bit about my story. Well, and I tell you what was really exciting for me is to find out about Authentic You, and I reached out and said, hey, you know, that speaks my language, because something that I have really strived to do all my life is to really be as authentic as I can be, and so anything that speaks that language definitely grabs my attention and really just gets me excited. So thank you again for having me on your show. And when I think about being authentic, what really comes to mind for me is just not being afraid to discover who you are and to be who you are and to really share that in every moment that you have the opportunity to. And so when I think back before Catriceology even began, right, I saw myself as that kid, that teenager, that young woman who was pretty darn authentic in the way that I didn't follow the crowd and I wasn't easily swayed, and, you know, people couldn't just easily talk me into things. And I, for some reason, never had, you know, much trouble speaking up, and oftentimes I found myself speaking up for the underdog and really giving voice to the voiceless. Mm-hmm. And so I had the opportunity early on in 1996 to experience working with women in domestic violence and sexual assault. Prior to that, working a job just to get money and get a paycheck.
Right.
But this opportunity really allowed me the pleasure and the experience to know that there is something more than, you know, doing work, but there is something called doing work that you love. And it really sparked a fire in me. I knew then that I wanted to empower women and children. And that really was the beginning of my journey. And from there, I went on to get my degree in criminal justice and work with at-risk youth and their families. and went on to get a master's degree and begin to do counseling with transitional families and women who experience trauma and at-risk youth. And so I've really had this passion all along, I guess, for giving voice to the voiceless and empowering people and setting people's souls free. You know,
I love the way you say that, giving voice to the voiceless, because in my second question here, it's interesting how I had thought about it today, and really I'm going to go right there from what you were saying, and you've done a lot in your years, my goodness. Along your way, how did you navigate all your fears and doubts way back then along your journey? So you talk about having a voice for the voiceless. I mean, that took a lot of, you know, that would take a lot of courage. Is it something that you always had? Where there are those days? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there. At least I find a lot of my audience are those quiet ones who I know that they're there. I can feel them. I can hear them, but they're just not picking up the phone and calling in, which is wonderful because that's the beauty of all this, and that's okay. If you would be able to share, how did you do that?
Well, let me just tell you, I still deal with fear.
Uh-huh.
I've dealt with fear. I've had some very fearful, dark, lonely, confusing moments in my life.
Wonderful.
And
we want the viewers to know that we all have those.
Yes. And,
for the audience,
know,
right.
Mm-hmm. Part of this journey is really to overcome our own challenges so that we can speak from that place.
Right.
And share how we do that. But to me, from my perspective, how I was able to be fearless and learn how to master those fears,
mm-hmm.
Was a few things. Surrendering.
Good.
Surrendering to the fact that I can't control everything,
mm-hmm.
that life is going to happen, and that there's a bigger picture out there. There's something moving in the universe, and I call it God, who orchestrates things that sometimes are what I call lessons and valley moments where, you know, we have to get the bump on the head because we didn't listen to the whisper.
Right.
You
and
know,
they feel kind of dark. And I know there's a lot of listeners out there who are really, you know, I'd love them, if you and I can give them something today that we both share from both our different paths along the same journey, is all those dark moments. Know that there's definitely light, you know. That
always.
The belief of knowing that God really does want us all to prosper, not really
mm-hmm.
to suffer, but sometimes along the journey in that sufferance, those are times of adversity are our best learnings. We just need to kind of hang in, whatever hanging in is all about, right?
Right. Well, I can tell you the reason that I feel like I am wise and strong and brave and bold is purely because of those valley moments, the
mm-hmm.
moments where I had to you know, be alone in the dark and cry, to be confused and stumble and still try to take steps, and to reach a place where, you know what, I had to say, God, I don't know what to do.
Right.
I've done everything. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing I can do but surrender it and give it to you and trust and know that all is well and that there really is nothing to fear. So my greatest lessons were in those dark valley moments.
I think that's really something that's critical. I do quite a few shows, and in researching, I kind of take the messages. In researching about you and your past, I just had an intention. I held the intention today that we were going to try to really keep this on a spiritual level. You've done so much in your lifetime. You're quite accomplished, and the beauty of all the accomplishments that you have under your belt are those that I'm sure come out in your programs and the riches of all the things that you were doing. But I think the real foundation and the real backbone for each and every one of us, both women and men, is not only just the fear. There's so much uncertainty. There's so much judgment. There's so much, you know, lack of self-forgiveness, whatever, letting all that stuff go. And like you talk about surrender, the art of allowing was something that was really huge for me. In along the journey, just knowing that it was just okay to be exactly where I was. Whatever was going on at that exact moment was all well intended for my purpose-driven life.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the one thing that I know 100% sure is that we all are here for a purpose, and maybe that purpose is, you know, big or small. But that's something that has been instilled in me from the moment I arrived here. And, you know, my grandmother was a great teacher, and so I thank her for all the spiritual lessons that she taught me. And I watched her, I learned from her, I learned about God and trusting and praying and having faith. And then my mother's also, you know, a Christian woman, a woman of God, and through her trials and tribulations and strife and stress, you know, I saw, you know, not, you know, I didn't learn this from a book, you know, nobody told me this. I experienced it as watching these strong, resilient women sometimes have nothing, absolutely nothing to rely on but faith.
Exactly.
You know, it was in, it's in my DNA. I think it's in all of our DNA.
Right.
It's when we embrace that and we trust it and we believe it, even when we have no proof, no evidence, no rational, logical reason to believe that there is someone, God, out there who's working in our best interest. And we just have to believe that. And that has been the one thing that has kept me, that has motivated me, that has inspired me. And I'll be honest, Linda, there's times where I got full of myself. And I thought self was doing this and self was doing that. And boy, did I get put in the valley moment real quick for God to say, oh, you think you're doing that? Let me show you who's really in control here.
That's the art of allowing and the letting go that, you know, I just know that a lot of the listeners that are out there, people that, men, both men and women, that message me, email me, message me on Facebook, whatever, I see a very common, obviously there's a common thread, but I see a consistent theme, and the theme very often is each one of these people are just, if they had their own baseball bat, they didn't need anyone to smack them down with it. They were just doing so well all on their own. They didn't need any help from the outside. So, in other words, so much of what we all blow up and make, and we make it so much larger than life itself, really at the end of the day is so, can be so small and so simple. And talk about complicating situations where this whole idea of purpose-driven life and success. Success, I think, because of the shift we're going through right now into this whole Aquarian age, obviously Occupy Wall Street and everything prior to this, not just for women, but especially for men as well, all these things that we've had and we're able to kind of bury them now are all coming up to the surface. And we're not really getting too much of a break. We're not really being able to kind of catch a break, for a lack of another word, a simple terminology, for a lot of people that are just saying, like, why can't I just go out and do a job, feel great, and be successful? What's missing? Why isn't this working? So I wanted to right now, I think this may be a great time, if you wanted to... I'm trying to, in the short 30 minutes we have, this is what always happens, we're already halfway in. I know that you, through all your years, have brought yourself now to this exciting time, as we spoke the last time, in coming up with 2012 with two new programs that you have, and I'd like to give you some time on the floor and educate a lot of the listeners on what I already know. I've chosen for you to do that, not me. Your two programs, your Get Naked Teleseminar, if I'm getting this all right, and exactly what all your P-Spot and your Passionista is all about. So I'd like you to give everyone some, let's give them something exciting now that we've kind of got them all in a little bit of a downswing. We want to pull them all right back up. You've got some exciting stuff going on. Share that with us if you would.
Well, thank you. I'm very delighted to share that. And I want to just start with, at the top of 2011, I chose one word that I was going to live the rest of my life by. Years before that, I had stopped making New Year's resolutions. And the one word I chose was truth. I chose to find it, to seek it, to discover it, to speak it, to live it, and to help other people live their truth. And so the 2011 for me has really been a journey of hard truth. Tough truth and naked truth. And so with that naked truth, you know, I had a moment where I had to really physically, spiritually, and emotionally look at myself naked.
Right.
And am I happy with who I am? You know, can I see the fabulousness beyond the flaws and all of that? Which ended up resulting in a 7-day course called the Get Naked 7-Day Soul Awakening Course, where I really challenge people to stop, you know, flying past the mirror and avoiding looking at their body. You know, stop, you know, avoiding looking in their eyes and really spend 7 days really having an intimate conversation with their soul. And what I discovered through this is that lives are really being changed. You know, people are being released from captivity. Dreams are being created, you know, visions, births, all kinds of wonderful things. And so, you know, that's one of my signature programs is Get Naked. And women are going through that 7-day course and loving it. And it really has really spawned a new mission and movement for me. So I'm looking forward to hosting the second virtual video Get Naked Telesummit. We just released one here earlier this month, and it was fabulous. We had women listening in from Poland and Brazil and Italy and France.
If you could tell the listeners how they could access that, if you want to take that opportunity right now, since I think we were having some technical difficulties with today, and I do believe that things always happen for a reason. I'm very oriented about that, and I knew today was all about you getting a chance to be able, because I think your programs are really very cutting edge and innovative and exciting. So we may not be able to have any callers call in today because we're having technical difficulties, but that is so amazing because you've got your forum. So please do tell the listeners right now how they can access the Get Naked program. Where can they find out more about it?
They can go to www.catriceology.com and just click on the Get Naked tab, and everything you need to know you can find there. You can also find more about the Get Naked movement, which is our global mission to liberate the lives of women and empower them to strip down and take off the mask and really be authentic. And you can find out about that by going to www.catricejacksonspeaks.com.
All right. So if everyone has that, the Catriceology, just in case any of you are missing that, I'm going to spell that on behalf of Catrice. Make sure I get this right, Catrice. CatriceOlogy. That's Catriceology.com, correct?
Yes.
We get that great. All right, everybody out there, you listeners, I don't think you're going to be able to call into us today, but we're talking out to you, and we know that you're all there. So you can access Catrice's program, the Get Naked Teleseminar. I think you can also kind of pick that up. I know we have a lot of Facebookers, correct? So Facebook is also, they can find Catriceology. What do they look for on Facebook to be able to find you?
They can actually connect with me, Catrice Empowerment Speaker Jackson.
Okay.
Or the page is Get Naked, Be Brave, Live Authentic. And you can also follow the movement on Twitter at Catriceology or Get or Naked Revolution.
Excellent. Okay, so we've got that good. Now the one we're saving the best for last. Tell us all about the P-Spot. I had a lot of fun with that one. Actually, you listeners out there, I don't know if you remember, Catrice, but I think that's one of the ways that you and I connected. I went, now we know this is a queen show, and I'm thinking, the P-Spot. I know I was always a queen speller in the spelling bee, and I was always the team captain. But somehow, I guess with age and looking for fun, P had a whole different meaning to me, but I was so way wrong. It had nothing to do with men. It was all about P in the adjective sense. So tell us more about the P-Spot.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know what? The P-Spot is the place that I'm at now, Linda, the juicy spot, that delicious place where I'm free to be me. I'm authentic. I'm not hiding. I've done the work. I've peeled away the layers, and I am just wallowing in that place of juicy goodness. I'm doing what I love. I'm serving the world, and I'm living the life that I want to live, and I believe that everybody has the opportunity to do that if they are willing to get naked, take off the mask, stop lying, start living their truth, and really reveal that authentic, bold, brave person within. And when they're able to do that, I feel like they can, what I call, press play on their P-spot, and that is the place where you activate more peace, passion, purpose, prosperity, and pleasure. So you begin to realize that you are enough. You have value. You are here for a purpose. You're wonderful as you are. Right. Your flaws are fabulous. And you just settle in, and you just wallow in that juicy place of knowing and trusting that, you know, everything's okay and you are good enough just the way you are. And when you can do that, you tap into your peace. When you're at peace, you can find your purpose and live it with passion. And oftentimes you can begin to use that purpose and that passion to create prosperity, thus have the pleasure in life that you desire.
It all sounds so amazing. I know I do have, I'm in Los Angeles area. I know you're in Dallas, and I do have a few personal and professional girlfriends, I think, who are in your program. At least I can think of two or three right now, and I watched our little Facebook comments, and they're always all revved up and so excited. Now, of course, because I'm so much in the business of interviewing and reaching out for people to share stories, unfortunately, I don't always have the time I wish I did to be able to enroll of so many of these programs. But so my mentors and my powers that be tell me that's not where my energy should go. So I'm kind of missing out. But what I wanted you to be able to do in a few minutes that we have here, I know we've got about 8 minutes left, is if you could just give like a 2-3 minute kind of a blurb for listeners that are out there that might be thinking, oh my God, do I really have to, you know, pour my soul? Like, what is it that I really have to give? Can I be private? Do I need to do this in an open forum with other people? Is there a workbook? My first thing is the how to the program works, and the second thing is price point wise, I know for a lot of and time content. If you could just kind of tap into a little bit about that, because I know that if people Google your name, and I'm hoping you listeners out there that you do, because really Catrice is a dynamo. She's full of excitement and vivacity, and she will really get you going. If they Google you out there and they just check you out, are they going to get all that info, or can you do a quickie so that we don't lose some of those listeners that are still, we're going to hook them and still get them so that they're going to be able to still go onto the computer and find out more about you? Time-wise, how much time does someone who's, let's say, okay, it's now 2012 and I'm ready to get this going, this sounds really great, oh my God, my life is so busy, can I make this happen? Yes, of course, it's a priority, right? I mean, for people, obviously, they're interested in looking out there. You know, we're all going to find excuses. When you're ready, mm-hmm. right, you're ready, and it all comes to you. But
yes. So what I would share about that is that, you know, this the Get Naked course, the 7-Day Soul Liberation course, is way more than a course. It's an experience. It's a moment. People who have signed up for it have said, you know, I thought it was just going to be another course.
Right.
But they have found so much, you know, richness and joy and fulfillment and really have had some questions answered because they're really communing with their soul for 7 days. So, yes,
how are they doing
that?
I would love to talk about this on, and I want you to take like 3 minutes because then I just want to like wrap up. How are they doing this? Are they doing it through a workbook? Is it something that's printed out online? Are they connecting with a group at large? Are they going online in chat? Like,
absolutely. So here's the two options. You can start the course and you can take a private session with me. That means you get me for 7 days.
Okay.
You know, for example, the next course is starting on January 9th.
Okay.
If there's one woman in that group, she gets me for 7 days all by herself.
Wow, that 10, lucky woman. Is she paying is she paying so much more than the other people to get that? I want it.
You know, she's actually not, and so I've done that before. But the course is they actually do get journal assignments, daily exercises,
okay.
daily self-care celebration exercises. So here's what happens. Every day they focus on a certain part of their body, and they literally spend, you know, 10 minutes in the mirror naked, focusing on this body part, listening to what it says, accepting it for what it is, seeing the beauty in it, and really having a deep conversation with their soul. And
okay.
so we move through major parts of the body.
Okay,
and
good.
I know that this is wonderful for women because
excellent.
We tend to get out of the shower
yes.
and run past that mirror, and we really don't look at our bodies.
That's
but
right.
Our
we can leave the towel on.
To
when we're feeling better, we take the towel off, right?
Right. And, you know,
yes.
our bodies are speaking to us all the time.
So true.
But we're not listening. And so that's what's so awakening about it. So,
so true.
They go through each day for 7 days. Part of this is a group, a private group space where all the women who are getting naked are sharing parallel stories.
Okay.
They're supporting each other. They're saying, hey, that happened to me too. You're not alone. And so what happens is we're creating a get naked sisterhood. That all of these women are getting naked together, and after this, they kind of graduate into a private community where they're raw, they're open, they're more authentic, and everybody is supporting each other to continue on that journey. So,
okay, that's great. That is that. You know what? You see, this is what I wanted to kind of tap and touch into. And as once again. Since we are technically down, we really, I think in the beauty of being technically down, I've learned so much about you in the past 20, 25 minutes, and we had spoken before. So I think what I would really like to do is to apologize to all you listeners out there. Unfortunately, today we had some technical difficulties in our own production studio. And once again, out of the beauty of that, we had a really great chance to learn that Catrice really, to me, has a whole great, like she says, brand new raw twist about what's going on, that we have 4 minutes left in the show. Catrice, people that want to do the Get Naked one more time, how can they find you?
They can go to www.catriceology.com, click on the Get Naked tab. The next course starts on January 9th. And because it's so intimate, there will only be 20 spots available for women. It's a perfect way to start off the year, to take off the mask, do an emotional, spiritual cleanse,
mm-hmm.
and really create the space for press and play on your P-spot. So, you know, hey, if you want to live in that juicy place, this is the wonderful opportunity to do that.
Ladies, this is amazing. For any of you men out there, I know, and I know I have a lot of male listeners, whomever, it's just enlightening for you guys, your wives, your sisters, your mothers, your friends, whatever. Catrice, one last question. I'm going to give you 1 minute to answer because we're 3 minutes left in the queue. In looking back, is there anything about your journey that stands out that's so inspirational or anything you would change to where you are today? Big, huge question with a real just kind of, you know, basic answer.
Well,
I know it's
tough
and I'm sorry, but...
One of my favorite original quotes, which is a Catriceology quote, is destiny is a choice despite your circumstances. And mm-hmm. my circumstances and my story
mm-hmm.
would dictate that I should not be here today based
mm-hmm.
on my story.
Wow.
But I defied those odds because I had faith, I had a knowing, I surrendered, I allowed, and I trusted, and I knew that my life had purpose. And the combination of that is what brought me to this place today. And so I say to anybody out there right now, your circumstances do not determine your destiny. If you are ready to take it all off and release any shame, fear, guilt, doubt that's holding you back from living your dreams, this is an opportunity to do that, to get naked and be real truthful and honest and raw with yourself, because it's only ourselves that hold us back.
Catrice. That was amazing. I would like all the listeners out there to know that once you get on the internet and you start Googling Catrice, get ready and get excited because you're going to find all kinds of juicy stuff. It's going to take you from one place to another, to another, to another. And just keep in your mind the one thing that I keep hearing Catrice say about really getting very basic, very raw, and looking at yourself in the mirror. She really is all about making it so basic and simple. I would like to thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to wish you, Catrice, a very happy holiday, a safe and a healthy one for you and your loved ones, a happy new year. I'm looking forward to following you on Facebook in 2012 and seeing what's happening with you and all those wonderful, luscious women that you are helping. And for all you listeners that are out there, in the minute I have left, I want to thank you all so much for being loyal and being listeners and sticking with me. There's one more episode next week, which is the last wrap-up for 2011. I have chosen to do that show next week by myself solo. I'm going to be lonely, but I really decided that I wanted to do a wrap-up of a lot of the shows that I've done in the past few months. With my new venture on Authentic You, and give you listeners what I call a little toolbox, a little toolkit of great tips and tools that you can take with you into 2012 to transition into 2012. So we're going to be off the air. We probably are off the air now. Wishing you all a great week and see you next week. Thank you, Catrice.
Thank you.